338 Arizona National Guard members are deploying to the Mexican border this week. For more on this, we're joined by KJZZ's Matthew Casey, who was at Papago Park Military Reservation yesterday when Governor Doug Ducey spoke to some of the troops preparing to head south. Matt, we know the Secretary of Defense has authorized up to 4,000 National Guard soldiers to be sent to the entire southwest border. Arizona is providing less than 10% of that. What will those troops be doing?
So, Steve, the Arizona National Guard is expected to give air and logistical support, help with reconnaissance, and work on border infrastructure. They'll be set up in what are known as the Tucson and Yuma sectors, which really means they could be anywhere on Arizona's border with Mexico. Governor Ducey told the troops that their role is to back up federal, state, and local law enforcement.
Your support will free up the border agents to serve on the border, allowing us to put more boots on the ground.
So President Trump started out saying that he wants the military at the border until a wall is built. Then he called for the National Guard to help stop illegal immigration and drug trafficking. This all happened after years of declines in apprehensions at the border, though. So what reason did Governor Ducey give for sending these troops at this point?
Reporters repeatedly challenged the governor on that exact point. His response every time was that despite the decline, there was a large spike in illegal activity at the border last month.
We want to address that. We want to hit it as hard as we can. I'd like to see it eliminated. But I think you could call it success if you're reducing it and reducing it dramatically.
Matt, one important key always with these things is trying to measure the success. How are officials going to measure the success of this mission, which the governor has called Operation Guardian Shield?
So the National Guard is supposed to work in a support role and provide additional resources. But the governor said the success of the mission will be determined by enforcement numbers. While the National Guard's efforts can certainly influence enforcement numbers, troops don't have the power to make arrests or seizures.
Do we stop the flow of illegal drugs? Do we stop the flow of human trafficking? Can we stop illegal migrants from coming over?
And Matt, do we know who is paying for this deployment of the National Guard or how long it might last?
Governor Ducey said the federal government is going to pick up the tab. And he gave no timeline to complete the mission. One of his things was he didn't want to tell the bad guys, you know, when the guard is going to leave. Mm-hmm. But one thing to keep an eye on going forward is Arizona's relationship with Mexico. Ducey has put a lot of effort into building economic ties with Sonora. And some Mexican officials have chafed at what they see as sort of a militarization of the border. The longer this deployment goes on, the tighter of a line the governor may have to walk.
And that's KJZZ's Matthew Casey. Matt, thanks.
Thank you.